Greetings. It is I, the Great One himself, founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I got some CLSology for your bitch asses right here. I finished recording, stating the obvious, 250, about 30 minutes ago, sitting here and prepping everything, and I had a thought. Because much of that rant was about why women are not equal, and trying to convey the understanding that women are not equal because they have a very differing worldview that does not allow them to distinguish reality from fantasy, reality from entertainment. And as I was mulling over things in my head, I thought about another example of why this is true. And yes, I know, you know this one woman. Yeah. I know this one woman also. Okay, we're talking about the fucking 99%. And yes, I agree that we have reached the point in our society where a huge number of men are essentially women because they have the exact same mindset that I'm talking about women having. Okay, so when I say women, yes, I understand there's 1% of women who aren't like this. And when I say women, yeah, I understand that about 60% of the male population falls into this category too. But that 60% falls into the category because they've been feminized. Okay, here's the example. Think about this. Tell me I'm wrong. You can't. If I were sitting around in a group of people, men and women, and I said to one of the men, I say, hey, Bob, if you punched me in the face, what do you think would happen? And Bob would say, well, you would hit me back. Okay. Now, if I said to a woman, hey, Alice, if you punched me in the face, what do you think would happen? Alice would say, well, I would hit you in the face. And I would say, well, don't you think I would hit you back? And Alice would say, well, no, you should never hit a woman. And this is the exact mentality that women, femistatists, and white knights have. This is one of their mindsets. This is part of their worldview, is they don't understand consequences. If you don't understand consequences, you're going to have a hard time dealing with reality. Manly men, understand that if they hit another man, if they physically attack another man, if they initiate violence against another man, that man is going to defend himself. Women and white knights, femistatists and white knights, I should more accurately say, believe that femistatists should be allowed to initiate aggression against men. For example, the free slaps for cisgendered white men. They should be able to initiate violence against men, but with no consequences. Just as women, I should say femistatists, just as femistatists and femisimps do not understand the difference between humor and reality, just as femistatists and femisimps are totally okay with small dick jokes, but are horrified by menstruation jokes, so too the femistatists and the femisimps do not understand the concept of consequences. This is why they think they should be able to go to college, get a worthless degree, run up a bunch of credit card debt, have 3 babies by 2 different baby daddies, and yet men should still want to marry them and have sex with them and provide for them. Because they do not understand that the things they do in their lives have consequences. The femistatist has been taught that there should be no consequences for her behavior, right? Megyn Kelly mouths off to Donald Trump, accuses him of misogyny and war on women and all this other shit. And when Donald Trump fires back, well, she gets her fucking panties wadded up and all bloody because she's on the rag. Because it never occurs to her that she should be held responsible for what she does. It never occurs to her that there might be a response to what she does. It never occurs to her that there should be any consequences to her actions. This is why femistatists and femisimps are not my equals.